This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain is lying in state here in Washington in a fitting location. We get more now from AP's Sagar Magani.
On his final trip to the Capitol, Congress's top two Republicans say it's fitting McCain is lying in the rotunda.
Under this mighty dome, like other American heroes before him.
On a day like this, John would usually be bounding this way or that way, right through here, visitors turning to each other, asking if that's who they think it is.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were among the speakers as McCain was remembered at a service under the Capitol Dome, with his 106-year-old mother among those listening, and Americans lined up for blocks outside waiting to see his body. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has notified Congress he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks ended earlier in the day with Canada without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement. Talks were overshadowed by reports Mr. Trump had boasted any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms and that the U.S. would no longer be taken advantage of.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
Mr. Trump has rejected any multinational deals, such as the Paris Climate Agreement and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Uganda's chief prosecutor has instructed police to investigate allegations of police torture against entertainer-turned-lawmaker Bobby Wine. He was allowed to leave a government hospital after police rearrested him and another allegedly tortured lawmaker at Entebbe International Airport. Both men headed out of the country for medical treatment. This is VOA News.